15 years ago, Joe and Pauline Rizzo and Chris and Carla Jeunesse toured a vacant room in the Peninsula Center Mall in Soldotna, hoping they could turn it into the new home of their nonprofit community theater organization, Triumvirate Theater.
That's where you go to put a theater. You go to the mall.
That's Joe Rizzo speaking at a 15th anniversary celebration held June 30th. The space was big, but not promising. There was stuff hanging from the ceiling, garbage was piled on the floor, there were no internal walls, or anything useful, really. But the price was right, in that it was cheap, though not cheap enough that they could pay the rent just with admissions from shows. They decided to turn half the space into a used bookstore, and who better to run a bookstore than someone with the last name Reader? They recruited Rosie Reader for the job.
Yeah. And I said, I don't know how. They said, we don't either. That's why we're asking you.
Rosie and the bookstore kept Triumvirate afloat and even gaining a little financial ground for the nearly 10 years it operated in the mall.
It was the most fun. I told them I would do it for 1 year, and I ended up doing it for 8. And it was like 3. I mean, it was, they are such a joy to work with, so fun. And the bookstore, I love, well, my last name's Reader, I gotta love books, right? I loved handling the books and seeing people coming in and out. And of course, the theater part too, it was wonderful, just wonderful.
The space produced a lot of shows for the public and a lot of memories for the Triumvirate crew. One of their favorites was during a political season satire show, which they do every 2 years. Senator Lisa Murkowski was running for re-election, and rumor had it she was in Soldotna that night and might just make a cameo during the show. There was no sign of her until Rizzo finished a scene where he was a nosy journalist attempting to dig under a fence at the Palin's house and was chased offstage through the curtain into the bookstore, holding a shovel like a spear in front of him.
There's Lisa Murkowski standing as close to me as I can. Spear in my hand, I'm like this, and I see her, and I go like this, and I go, flying bastard, and I fall down on the floor. At least it's like, good evening, Senator.
The mall location wasn't going to last forever, so the founders purchased a building in North Kenai with the goal of renovating it into a permanent home. It was a toss-up whether their grand plans would work or whether the building should have been demolished on the spot.
When we walked in, there was insulation hanging from the ceilings, and there was snow drifted in the building. And I said, this is a great place to do it. And so for the next 5 or 6 years, we like worked away at it, and we had many, many contractors would come in, they'd shake their head, they'd walk right back down. And they were like, I think there's something wrong with that Rizzo guy. No way that place is ever going to be a theater. Well, they were wrong.
It took about 5 years of renovations, but the building, which used to be an auto shop, became home to a dedicated theater with artwork covering the walls, custom stained glass, and even a fireplace. The layout was still a little makeshift, though. There was no space for a green room, which meant actors had to crowd themselves into a tiny backstage area to stay hidden from the audience. Triumvirate scraped together another round of grants and donations for a two-story addition to the backstage space, with a green room downstairs and an office upstairs. Part of the anniversary celebration was cutting a ribbon to dedicate the new space. Much to Rosie's surprise, she opened the door to find a sign declaring the new space as the Rosie Reader Room.
To all these people to hold this for all this time, evidently everybody's known but me. And I didn't get it for probably the first hour I was here, hour and a half. I just thought, all these people love Triumvirate as much as I do. That is so cool. And they do. Everybody does.
Coming up for Triumvirate is a kids' show, Pirates Past Noon, the last 2 weekends of February. The Disney musical, Beauty and the Beast, will be performed at the Glenn Massey Theater in Palmer this weekend through February 22nd. And Triumvirate's annual Fishy Movie Spoof Dinner Theater fundraiser will be March 27th and 28th and April 3rd and 4th at Michael's Restaurant in Soldotna. This year's title is Jurassic Carp. You can find more information at triumvirattheater.org and on Facebook.